And a pot of cold tea. Too late to have a go. And the air in your sails.
Ashanti from her most excellent new album, Junk Box Racket, that was Don't Ever. And we are fortunate today on Jump Children to be joined by Anna, live on the telephone, so to speak. Anna, welcome to Valley FM.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me on your show.
It is our pleasure, entirely our pleasure. So a Junk Box Racket, we'll talk about that because it's just out, just hit the streets a week or so ago. I guess that's your third recording effort following last year's Orphan Diary and the self-titled EP, which is a couple of years older again. Was the album... Well, obviously the album's come out of the lockdown in Victoria, but was it a result of the lockdown or was it always planned to be?
Yeah, I guess it was always planned. And the album I recorded in February this year, and the plan was I had festivals booked and some shows booked and things, and the plan was to get it out earlier and tour the album. But obviously with everything that went on, everything kind of stopped there for a bit. But you know, I still wanted to get it out this year, and I thought I'll just celebrate the end of the year and the end of 2020 with this brand new album coming out, yeah, on the 4th of December. So here it is.
The cover of the album, if you haven't seen it, the cover of the album is Anna holding 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I think, cigar box guitars in her hands, and there's, you can see the neck of another one that's sitting on the floor. Can you just spend a couple of minutes telling us about that?
Yeah, well, I guess Junk Box Racket is just a celebration of, yeah, my love for cigar box guitars, and I think there's only a couple of songs written on my Gibson kind of six-string, but the rest of the songs were inspired by my cigar box guitars, which I'm very lucky to have a couple of makers who have made me some fantastic guitars, which you'll see on the cover. And there's a diddly bow on there, which is a one-string cigar box guitar. And there's three tracks on the album, which I've written on that. And that particular one I actually made myself, so I've not really made any, but other than this particular one, which I made at a class, which if you hear $75 of Pure Joy, that's a song about the diddly bow and the class I was in that I made the guitar at. So, yeah, I don't know. I wanted it to be fun and, yeah, celebrate the beautiful little instrument that I get to play.
I was going to ask you about $75 of Pure Joy because it does sound like a true life story and you've just told us that it is.
Yeah, yeah. So that was a class I went to nearly 2 years ago, run by Travis Bolin, an American cigar box guitar player who was out for a festival. And, yeah, there were about half a dozen of us there, and we paid $75 and walked out with a diddly bow. So, yeah. Why not write a song about it? But
well, indeed. And then you've written, I guess you've written two other songs that have turned up on the album on the $75 diddly bow. That's awesome.
Yes.
On a first listen, Anna, the album Junk Box Racket has a much harder edge than the previous album, Orphan Diary. Yeah. I know Orphan Diary was a bit more personal in terms of the songwriting. But what I wanted to ask you, was that a deliberate choice on your part, or is that just where your music is heading?
It's probably just how the songs are written. And I guess, you know, I've kind of grew up on alternative rock, I guess. I've kind of come from a bit of a mixed background. But, yeah, I've used the same amps I used on Orphan Diary. I've probably just toned it up a bit and kind of taken it where the songs has led it to, and I love the sound, so, and certainly I'm not one to, I'm not a quiet player, I guess. I always like a little bit of, even my solo shows, I take a guitar amp and play through my electric guitars and my cigar box guitars with a little bit of a dirtier tone, which is what I love. So I don't know, it's a celebration, and I wanted the album to be fun, so it's all fairly upbeat. I think the only slow song is probably, let me just think about that. Love Switch maybe is the slowest song, but even that's pretty heavy, I think. But
well, we'll take a track right now. I'm going to play my favourite. Sorry, Anna, but this is my favourite. Mississippi Saxophone.
No, great. I'd love to know what it is.
Mississippi Saxophone. It really rocks. Yes. I love it. And I played it last week and I'm going to play it again.
Yeah, I got Aaron Galletti to play harmonica on two tracks on the album, and yeah. What he's put on this is just awesome. But this song's written about a time in Clarksville, Mississippi. So going to a little juke joint called Red's and playing some harmonica there. So if you don't know what the Mississippi saxophone is, that's what it is. So, yeah.
Well,
I'm glad you enjoy it.
We'll hear that right now. Was Mississippi Saxophone off Anna Shanti's new album Junk Box Racket, and we are talking with Anna today on 89.5 Valley FM. Anna, Time to Get Up was the first single from the album. I'm going to play that next. What's the story of that song?
Yeah, I guess I wrote that late last year, actually, and it only got performed live maybe once or twice in front of an audience before I recorded it. But that was more of a song motivated towards me and ensuring I keep motivated. And sometimes, you know, it's easy to get down, and I think most artists find that you're constantly chasing gigs and shows and festivals and things, and sometimes it's easy, or I don't want to, it's a song telling myself not to give up, basically. But I thought it was appropriate coming out during the lockdown and the tough year that everyone's had as well. A song just to say follow your dreams and keep on going and keep motivated, and what it's kind of about. When you're feeling down, just hang in there.
Yeah.
it some love, time to give it some love, time to give it some love, time to give it some love.
Oh, speaking of gigs, I noticed that on your website, that there are a couple of gigs starting to appear, which is a great thing. How have you coped with not performing?
It's been a little bit difficult, I think. I think most of us have probably struggled. We, you know, as a musician and artist, I love the energy of the audience. So certainly through lockdown, I've done a few videos and I've done a few pre-recorded, 15-minute kind of performances for some different festivals, which, is not quite the same as being there, but at least I was great to see, you know, different festivals still trying to put music out there and giving us as artists somewhere to share our songs. So I found it difficult, but I did my first gig on the weekend, on Saturday, and it was amazing. I was a little bit nervous, but... Yeah, it was so good once I was on stage, and it was great to see the smiling faces and, getting back to doing what I love to do.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you so much for speaking with us. We will go out.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah.
We will go out with $75 of Pure Joy, the song about the diddly bow.
Oh, awesome. I guess to let people know, if they want a copy of the album, you know, just jump on my website, annashanti.com, and I've got a store on there that I can send it out if they want digital. It's available for download or get on Bandcamp, and that way the digital download fund will go to me as well. But, it's out and about.
Well, thank you for that. You preempted my very last question, but that's all good. I would heartily recommend that you, and I don't often say this, but I would heartily recommend going out and grabbing a copy of Anna's new album. It is most excellent. And if you don't, you're going to hear it on Valley FM anyway, because it's going to get bashed, I'm sure. Thanks again, Anna.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me on your show and spreading the good news that my new album's out. I'm very excited.
It is our pleasure. We'll be right back.
chance I stood before.